Oh no, we've got John Webber now from Food Bank. And of course, Queensland farmers continue to count their losses, and the heavy rain and flooding is hampering the efforts of people in need. The nation's largest hunger relief charity, Food Bank, feeds about 70,000 people in Queensland a week, with around 40% of the food donated by farmers. But the recent wet weather's all but stopped the flow of fresh produce. Food Bank describes itself as the pantry of the welfare sector, but nationally, the charity's struggling to get enough food donations to meet the growing demand for its services. Food Bank Australia Chief Executive Officer John Webster joins us in Sydney this morning. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Julian.
Firstly, John, can you briefly run through how Food Bank works and the number of people that you help?
Look, yes, certainly can, Julian. In Australia, there's about 13.2% of the population. One in eight of the people that in Australia live in low-income, low-wealth households. Those people actually have difficulty paying their bills. Often food becomes a discretionary item. So it's a huge number of Australians who need help at some point. What Food Bank does is we sit between a very generous food industry who goes out of their way to make food available that's surplus to need, and then we provide that food through our warehouses to 2,200 welfare agencies who help these literally 2 million Australians in need.
So what qualifies as food that's surplus to need?
It can be any range of things, Julian. It's quite often there's a marketing program that ran over the summer, doesn't suit the winter. It could be a different labelling. It's often getting close to its use-by date. Whatever reason that it's surplus to need at retail, we'll either get it back from the retailers, from the major supermarkets, or from the major distributors or manufacturers of food.
Well, obviously, there have been terrible scenes in Queensland and New South Wales with the floods, farmers expecting bumper crops after the breaking of the drought, losing their crops. How is that affecting Food Bank's role?
Yes, last year we did something like 4 million kilograms of fresh fruit and vegetables that we distributed around the country, and 3 million of those kilograms actually happened out of Queensland. So Queensland's had a very advanced system of a very good relationship with the central markets and also the packing sheds, particularly for fruit and vegetables. So the wet weather that they've had this year has made a big impact on availability of product, and given that it's almost a third of the product that we distribute in Queensland is fresh fruit and vegetables, given that, we're very short and in desperate need of additional food.
So is there a situation where not only your supplies are required, but are the floods increasing need as well?
Julian, the reality is that we're so far behind really achieving the need or providing enough food to meet the need at the moment that we don't even notice that side of it. So yes, there will be additional need out there in the country, but we did 19 million kilograms of food around the country last year, enough for 25 million meals, but our target's to get to 50 million kilograms within 5 years. So we're nowhere near hitting the demand now. So when there's an increase in demand with a flood or a drought, we're so far behind that it's a bit hard to pick up.
Putting the flood to one side, are you finding generally that demands on your services are increasing? And what chance is there of getting to 50 million kilograms if you're at 19 now?
As far as the demand increasing goes, we certainly are. There's a couple, statistics that make it very clear recently. The Wesley Mission did a report on financial difficulty in New South Wales in October. They showed that 7% of the population in the last 12 months went without meals because of financial difficulty. Now, our food bank in New South Wales over that same 12 months had a 20% increase in the number of welfare agencies signing up to seek support. Now, if you can imagine, Food Bank in New South Wales has been operating since 1993, and yet one in six of the agencies actually signed up in the last 12 months. So we're seeing quite a dramatic increase in demand.
And you've launched Food Bank Tasmania this week. How great is the need there?
Look, Tasmania is no different really to the other states. There's a significant need in all states. I guess what we say often, Julian, is it's a hidden problem of hunger. It's often not discussed. I think perhaps most of your listeners may think about food and think about obesity rather than hunger. So there's a great need in Tasmania, and you're right, it opened down there on earlier this week, and we're very fortunate down there that Jan Cameron, who is the original owner of Kathmandu and Chicken Feed, actually provided us with a huge warehouse free of charge for the next 10 years, and the state government in Tasmania has also come to the party with some financial support. So a great start to getting Food Bank operating in Tasmania.
Now, obviously, you deal with major sectors of industry. Is there anything that our listeners and general consumers can do to assist?
It is. If people are in the food industry, of course, that's what we do, Julian. We collect food that might otherwise have gone to waste and make it available to welfare agencies to feed people who might otherwise have gone hungry. So in the food industry, and you see product that is surplus to need, maybe slow moving, getting close to the use-by date, well, certainly you can send it to the local food bank. If you're not involved in the food industry, also the associated industries. I mean, we need to transport the food. Every kilogram of food that we move has been transported in and out. And finally, if you're just an individual, we need volunteers in our warehouses every day of the week.
John Webster, thank you very much for joining us.
And
John Webster is the CEO of Food Bank Australia on Summer Breakfast. It is 11 minutes past 8.